With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back to The Sesh. I'm your host, Kendall Ray.
And I'm your host number two, I guess, Janelle.
I know, I guess I've never said host before.
I'm your host, Kendall Ray.
Where did I get that from? Oh. Normally I just say I'm Kendall Ray.
I don't know. But you,
this week I'm the host.
You're the host? Okay, girl, get
hostess
it.
Hostess with the mostest. Hostess.
You get it, girl.
Oh, yes.
Welcome back to The Sesh, guys.
Who are you?
I said I'm Janelle.
Oh, yeah,
who
host
are
two.
You? I am the hostess with not as much mostest.
Oh,
not the
that's not true. You have just as mostest as my mostest.
Thank you. I appreciate
we equal in mostest.
Well, we're like blood sisters, so.
Oh, blood sisters. You know what? We do share some DNA, so that's kind of true.
We share blood. We're in a bloodline together.
Oh, yeah, bloodline, yeah.
We're blood-related.
We don't share blood.
No, we don't. Just only on Sundays.
Okay, what is happening?
Okay,
what is
hello.
Happening? We need to get it back. Rein it in.
I apologize. Hello. Welcome back.
We're only a minute in and this is already happening.
Well, you know what? This is The Sesh. And honestly, I'm in like a really weird fucking mood today. Mostly because I'm terrified because you can't tell by seeing your screen, if you're listening or something, we are doing Truth or Spice with very hot, spicy. That's right. Okay.
It's going to be amazing. I'm actually so excited to do this. I love watching hot ones.
Me too.
It's so good. Like, you ever go on a good hot ones binge?
Oh, love. You ever get someone that you love so much? It's like, yes, finally. Because it like breaks them down to their like honest selves. Because you're just like in so much heat and pain. You have to like
they,
focus
like, almost,
on not dying. So they're just like, they're like so human there. I feel like they're not like, they're not like celebrities. Yeah. Like they're just like dying with the rest of us of heat.
I so agree with that. And you know who my favorite one I think is? Kristen Bell.
Oh,
she's such a badass.
That one.
She
loved
like
that
flew
one.
Through them. And then Shax is the funniest.
Yes.
1000%. But anyway, what we're doing today is kind of like Hot Ones,
kind
but
of.
It's a kind of a little twist on Hot Ones. I actually got this idea from Hannah from Smoky Glow.
Yes.
She's a YouTube channel. Her and her husband did this video where they did Truth or Spicy. So it's similar to Truth or Drink, which we've also done on the show. And that was really fun.
So fun.
But the thing is with alcohol, what I've noticed with me is it takes me a little while to start feeling it. So what happens if we do a drinking episode is we end up drinking during the episode and we don't really like seem that drunk.
Yeah.
But then after we leave the studio,
like, oh.
I don't know about you, but I'm blasted.
Last time we like did a alone. Drinking one, at the last 5 minutes, you're like, oh my God, I'm so drunk. You're like, oh my God, it's hitting me.
Yeah. And you know what? It makes me tired too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which makes me less talkative and interesting to listen to. Like, I'm like, nah, I'm not that great when I'm drunk.
Like,
you know?
I feel like one day we'll do one where we're like, already had like a few wines or something,
yeah.
But we have to have the right timing because like it's kind of annoying. I mean,
shots
I don't know,
are
we're
hard.
Not like big drinkers, so
no, we're
getting drunk like on a weekday is kind of a big deal because then I like feel like shit the next day and I
me too.
You know, kind of trying to plan my week and I don't want to feel like shit, so then I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lame excuse.
No, I mean, I think it's a totally reasonable excuse actually. It makes
very reasonable.
Complete sense. I'm actually not supposed to be drinking right now for medical reasons, so you know, I thought it would be
but
a perfect time.
Side note, you're not gonna like nothing's bad's gonna happen to you. Like
no.
If you do, like,
no,
you
know, no.
Like, drop
just,
dead or anything.
It's frowned upon.
Yes, yeah.
But today we're going to be doing something even worse than drinking
for
us.
Way
because,
worse.
And that's the other thing with drinking games. I always feel like I want to drink. So when I lose, I'm like,
yay.
Oh, it's so sad. Oh, here I go. Oh,
I find myself like, I'm like, oh, I'll just take a shot, I guess, because I will.
Yeah.
But
I know.
No.
This, neither of us like. We don't like spicy things.
Mm-mm.
I probably can handle spice a little more than Janelle, but I'm still not that
good. Cannot. Dude, I can't fucking.
I know.
I hate
I'm
spicy
surprised
things.
You agreed to do this. Honestly,
doing it for the views. The
doing
listens.
It for the views.
Doing it for you guys out there.
You guys
okay?
better turn up with those likes this week because Janelle is really going out of her comfort zone.
I hate spicy things. Okay, like I
yeah,
think
you really do.
I think Tabasco is like very spicy, and that's like apparently some baby shit. So I don't know. We've got. One starting from 450 Scoville.
Yeah, we don't know much about this. We were looking it up right before. It's Scoville.
Okay. I thought it was Skull, like Dudley.
Oh, no, it's Skull. I think it's like someone's last name is Scoville. Oh, that maybe actually I just pulled that out of my ass, so I have no real idea.
I believed it.
Look it up, maybe it's true. But anyway, these have like a rating in the thousands. So this one starts with 450, so that's where we're beginning. We don't have the hottest ones in the world. We're not sitting here with ghost peppers. You know, we're not hot ones,
but we could be. Just kidding. No, but if you guys like actually want us to do this again, maybe we can order like the real hot ones stuff, because I'm willing to do it for the view.
I don't know, Janelle. Let's see if you're still willing to do it after.
I'm talking shit right now, but watch me after. In like 20 minutes from now, I'm going to be dying.
Yeah, Sydney's laughing because she handles spicy food a lot more than us. So. Yeah,
she was like ripping our sauces apart. She was like, this isn't even spicy.
I think a lot of people are going to rip our sauces apart.
Okay, well, you know what? We're trying our best.
We do have one that goes up to 10,000. This one is from a company out of Fort Collins, Colorado. This is a local sauce called Especia Roja.
Wonderful.
By Burns and McCoy.
Thank you.
Sydney, did that sound okay?
Yeah, it did.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Did I pass? She says, sure, whatever. No, but I think some on hot ones go up to like 2 million or something.
I don't know, Janelle.
I don't know.
I think they go up into like 50,000 somewhere range. Okay. But this one gets pretty hot. Like, it's going to get hot. Don't think we're doing a bunch of baby sauces here.
World's hottest hot sauce, Mad Dog, blah, 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 and comes in at 9 million Scoville units. 9 million?
Oh, we are doing some baby shit then. Okay.
Well, you know what? I am a baby about hot sauce, so I need to start off with baby shit
for babies.
That's it. Baby shit for babies.
And we also have instead of wings, we have little baby chicken nuggets. Vegan nuggets.
Hell yeah. And they're probably a little cold and hard by now, but
honestly, okay, let's keep them wrapped until we start the eating. We're trying to keep them warm,
because this week, guys, we have we just had a TikTok play about Noah Beckin in.
Yeah, I'm trying to research who the fuck Noah Beck is, because we're talking about him
speaking
today.
Of Noah Beck, let's fucking get into it.
Apparently I should have known about him. He has 23 million fucking followers on TikTok.
He's a big deal, guys. We got topics this week. We are back starting with TikTokers going to the Bahamas, including Noah Beck. Love that. Earlier this week, Noah Beck, who, if you don't know who he is, he's a TikToker, and we should just like throw in a few little montages.
Let's share some of his tickety talks. So Noah, he's got a lot of followers. He has 1.4 billion likes. Okay.
Wait, billion likes. That's like a seventh.
That's like
of
how
our
many people
population.
He's reaching, you know?
A seventh of our world.
But 23 million of those people actually clicked follow on his ass. And maybe he's great. I don't know. Maybe he's got like good dance moves. It seems to be a lot of close ups of his face.
His most
definitely some dancing.
His most recent TikTok was like him in the shower.
Okay, so it's him in the shower and he's singing to, I believe, Dixie is his girlfriend.
Yeah, Dixie D'Amelio.
D'Amelio.
He's in the shower. It's black and white.
She's very cute, but he's doing some very cringy things in the shower, I must say. It's a little, I'm getting uncomfortable. I'm having second-hand embarrassment. Second-hand embarrassment. Look at this.
I need you by my side. The like look up and down thing. Like,
Sydney.
Imagine filming this actually.
Oh, like, I wish I could send it to you.
Yeah, we'll have to send it to you. Imagine actually.
I'll send it to you on your phone.
Fucking filming this yourself. You're like, okay, I'm going in the shower. I'm going to do my like setups. And
I
like,
know.
And look. And pause.
That's what I love
look
to think
into
about.
The stars and bite your tongue and flip your hair and do a little dance.
Dude, I always think about like how funny it must look for anyone filming TikToks. And whenever you see videos of people filming them, like I think it was Addison Rae recently. they filmed her like doing one in public. She was just like in public in the street dancing, and she had like a tripod set up, and she's just like, but it's silent. So you're just dancing, but like no one can hear the sound that you're dancing to. It's just so cringe. But yeah, the shower, especially like by yourself in the
just
shower,
like all the by yourself, like your moody ones, like you're like
that's so like trying to vibe cringy. Like it hurts me to look at that. And that's not his only one, dude. He's got several in the shower. It seems like maybe there was a shoot, or maybe he does this like every day. Sydney, I'm sending so you can see the evidence.
Now how old are we here? Oh, he's 19.
He's young.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's young.
And
child.
You know what, we all do young stuff when we're when
young
we're,
stuff when we're
I mean
young.
Cringy stuff when we're young.
We do okay.
You know what I meant.
I understand. I mean, cringe.
I just started thinking of the cringy things that I did, and it made me my brain like stop working for a second.
Cringe,
you know?
Is inevitable.
It is.
No
it
matter
is
what
in your young
when you're
age.
Young age. And I feel like no matter what.
Yeah. No matter
cringe
what
happens to me a lot sometimes.
But you know what? At least I was just posting it to my Facebook or my MySpace, which have like, you know, a couple hundred friends from my elementary or my middle school, or my high school. This is like, he's blasting this to 23 million people.
Oh, yeah.
And you wonder, like, are you going to look at this when you're 60 and be like,
maybe, or maybe he won't because he got to go to the Bahamas. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So that is why we're talking about him.
It's fine. Tangent. We're coming back around. Okay. At least seven popular creators, Noah, Beck, Chase Hudson. I don't know who most of these people are, but it's Chase Hudson, Avani. Oh, yeah. I know who that is. Avani Gregg, Maddie Monroe, Bryant, and then the D'Amelio sisters. They all went to the Bahamas and they went on a private jet.
Damn.
And then Noah Beck was like, you know, paparazzied or whatever by like those little like tabloid LA people that like come around and like trying to interview you.
It's called the Hollywood Fix.
Is it the Hollywood? I thought it was. Oh, yeah. No, it is.
There's a whole YouTube channel.
Oh, it's Pop Galore. This one's from Pop Galore.
Oh, there's more than one now.
There's competition.
Oh, shit. It's like YouTube paparazzi now.
Okay. So this was filmed after he got back from the Bahamas and they were going to ask him about, you know, what the hell are you doing? So let's just hear what he has to say.
So you guys are getting a lot of backlash for going to Bahamas. What do you think about that?
It is what it is, you know, like.
Yeah.
I think, especially like in the business that we're in, I think that it's like, you need some time to kind of disconnect for a little, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what that was meant for. It was just a little trip to get away, like, wanting to get away from everything. And like, we took a private jet.
Yeah.
So it was just us.
Okay.
We went on a private part of the island, like.
Pause.
Yeah, just for a sec.
Yeah, sure.
First of all, private jet.
We took a private jet.
We just did some research on this before we came down.
Yeah.
We had no idea how much they are. They are so much.
They really range, so I can't even like. But yeah. They're expensive no matter what. The first one I could find was like 30 or 40,000 or something, all the way up to like hundreds of thousands.
Just for one trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I just can't even wrap my head around spending that much money on one flight.
Well, I mean, like, if you want to fly your private jet, whatever, I think it's funny how you, like, use that as, like, well, I'm being safe. Like, we flew a private jet. Yeah. Like, oh, good for you.
It's just, it's pushing it into people's faces even more.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, well, let's keep watching because it gets cringier.
We had our own little cabana where no one was near us.
We had a cabana. So responsible in this cabana.
Happy. And, like, yes, like, there's stuff going, like, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, we've been so cautious, like, throughout everything. Like, before all this, like, this lockdown with LA, like, we've been going, like, we were super cautiously going out to dinner, like,
super cautiously going out to dinner.
That was so funny, because, like, at one of the highest peaks of the pandemic, it was a problem that they kept going to this one steakhouse. I kept hearing about all the influencers keep going to this fucking steakhouse over and over again.
I remember that.
It was like a big issue because then a ton of people that were going there were getting COVID.
I think it's funny how like, guys, we're taking the precautions. We're going out to dinner safely.
I like how he also said, what did he say?
Well, maybe this, I don't know. We have a little bit more. Let's see.
We just need this little time away to get like, reset.
Yeah.
Reset.
You guys need that.
Especially in this business.
Yeah.
When you constantly
especially in this business. Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was just necessary.
I think it was just necessary.
I'm sorry. My brain is going crazy. So many things.
I think it's just
so
necessary.
Many things. First of all, I like how he said this. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now, but we've been really safe. How about there's a pandemic, a health pandemic,
and you're in the
going on in the world right
it.
Now. Yeah, I know. And you guys have been partying. You guys are part of spreading it. I mean, we've been talking about it on the show so long. It makes me so mad. My palms just start pouring sweat thinking about them saying that their job is in any way taxing enough that they need a vacation. And that why don't you just say, yeah, man, you know, I guess I just don't really give a fuck.
Literally.
I like that answer better than
I would too, honestly.
I'm so stressed out. My life is so hard as a fucking TikToker. I was in my shower making videos all day, man. Like, you have no idea the work it takes. I need a break. Like, yes, I understand that having a platform that big is stressful. I understand that having a platform, period, is stressful. It's like, It's nowhere near as stressful as being a doctor, a nurse, a pharmacist right now, working in a grocery store right now, working a teacher.
You need a vacation?
It's just like the audacity.
People that are literally walking into COVID patient infested floors of the ICU, they don't need a vacation?
Seriously.
The teachers who don't make enough, it makes me see fucking red.
I know. And it's so interesting. A bunch of people are going to Mexico right now. We're about to also talk about our fave vlog family, the Ace family, baby.
The Ace.
We are going to touch on them. But I've heard of a bunch of people just in my, I guess not like my personal life, but just I've talked to people who have told me they've recently gone to Mexico or they're going to Mexico. And I'm sure there's some people out here who have gone on trips and like, I don't want to, you know, shame anybody. But at the same time, it just kind of blows my mind. I was talking to someone about it yesterday that's going soon. And she was telling me that she's going to get tested, but it's not a requirement. And that blew my mind. I thought you had to get tested before you traveled.
I think it all depends on where you're trying to go.
I don't get that. That's just, and I don't understand the rush. It's not that much longer until we're going to have the vaccines rolling out a lot more. We're going to, you know, this is going to get better.
I wouldn't even want to go anywhere because it's so like closed. I feel like it's like there's so many restrictions. Like if I plan a trip, I want to like live it the fuck up. And I want to go to bars and like hang out with like people and not be. I would rather wait. And that's just me personally. Like,
Because for you have to save for your trips like a normal person. Yeah. It's a big deal for them. They're just pick up a private jet. We'll go again in another month. Like, totally, they don't care. Right. It's like, not
don't
like,
waste our one vacation. Yeah, no.
No, they'll go on, right. You know, they'll several this mm-hmm. year. They if they can afford private jets, dude, these people. And that's what I want to know, too. How are they making so much money off of TikTok?
Yeah, I don't know how it works.
I'm confused. Oh, no. Maybe there's ads on TikTok now. Maybe it's sponsor. I don't even know.
I think that there's like kind of money? Sponsors and maybe he has like his own brand or something. I have no idea.
I find it hard to believe that even that would be able to. I mean, I guess they're splitting this, but and they've got the D'Amelios, which they've just got a reality TV show.
So there's a lot of them. Yeah, exactly. So
it's very frustrating, and I hope they don't document it a lot. I hope they don't get on their TikToks and be like, "Look at us at the beach," which I'm sure they will.
I think they already are they already there? No, I think they already went. They're probably they came there. Back.
So did they like show the beach and stuff?
I don't know.
Well,
I have no idea. Probably not.
Hopefully they didn't, because the Ace family, of course, made it.
These
well,
their life is did.
You know, revolves around content.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Their life revolves around content.
They
okay.
need to go. It's part of their job. It's a necessity.
Okay, that's the thing. They're like, and we wanted to unplug. Like, then turn off your phone.
Yeah.
Or go drive to a remote location and seriously. Sit in nature. Like, I think that is a lame excuse.
When I want to unplug, I turn off the lights and turn off my phone and I go lay in my bed.
When I want to unplug, I go take a shower.
Yeah. Or like a bath. Yeah. Like, stop. You don't need, stop. Like, stop. Everyone needs to unplug.
Is struggling so much right now. And like, I know everything's relative. And like, I'm not saying that their mental health, like they can't have mental health issues and they can't be affected by this pandemic. Not
it's just
saying that, not saying they can't experience, you know, depression from this, not trying to discount them, but why are you acting like you need it more or something? Or like your job is so fucking hard to sit at home and work when you want to work at the end of the day. Like this, it's a luxury to be able to, and I'm sitting here as well. Like, I am so fucking thankful to be able to do this. Like,
me too. This year has made me feel so grateful.
Beyond grateful. It could make me cry thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I couldn't even imagine right now being like, I really need to get away because my life's been so hard. Like, yeah, things have been hard.
Right.
But like, it's been really hard for a lot of people and a lot more people like need this vacation than you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the response that's the most angering. Like, I know people are going to do what they're going to do. Like, it's not just influencers that are traveling. Plenty of people are still doing parties. They're treating this all like it's the same. And, you know, earlier, like a couple months ago, I heard influencers talking about, someone was interviewed, one of these fucking people.
I don't know.
I can't keep track of the TikTokers. It was one of these guy TikTokers. And he was basically like, we need to party in order to have content. Our content relies on, like, we have
then
to, this
you
is our
need
job.
To get more creative.
So we need right. Like, if you can't just film a YouTube video in your house, then you're not very good at your job.
You need to get,
or a TikTok,
more
you know?
Creative.
Absolutely.
Fucking figure out a way to work with the system then.
And that's what vlog families have been saying too, that they're like, I've heard, I'm not going to name drop, but I heard of another vlog family that was seriously justifying their vacation as well, saying, you know, we need, they didn't go out of the country, but still they're like, we need to have this break because like we have nothing else to film in our house. Like,
okay. Write it off as an expense as well while you're at it. I don't know. I think it's just wild.
Yeah, it is. And that brings us to the Ace family.
Yep.
What do we got from them?
Okay, so the Ace family, if you don't know who they are, they're a big family vlogger. We've talked about them
biggest,
probably, yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
And they have had a lot of controversy in the past. We've talked about them in past episodes. We're not going to get into it because it's whatever.
Yeah, we're really not fans of McBroom.
No, I'm not a fan of Austin McBroom for a lot of reasons. Yeah. I feel like he's just...
gives me the whatever. Creeps, to
yeah.
be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, they recently uploaded a vlog where they go on vacation with their friends and family. You know what? Let's go into a little bit and then we have a clip we'll watch. It's wild. They started off again, private jet,
yeah.
Which I guess to some degree is like, yeah, you're maybe spreading COVID a little bit less, but not really. Cause you're still like, it's just, I don't know, whatever. The whole thing is weird to me, but they start off there and they're not wearing masks and they're of course, you know, we're going out of the country. It's going to be so great. And they're bringing a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They have
mm-hmm.
like their whole family with them, it seems like. Like
really?
Oh yeah. Let's just watch this clip because it's kind of wild.
I haven't seen it yet.
I know you guys are probably wondering what's going on right now. But the truth is, we're going on a trip on a favorite rocket ship. We can't tell you where we're going just yet, but just know we are finally leaving California, guys. About time.
About time.
You just have to join us on our trip.
Finally.
Okay, so this clip really quick.
Finally.
Yeah, okay, finally. Yeah, oh, finally. Thank God for you. Some people cringe. Would love to be able to leave their home at any point, like much less.
Yeah, and just side note before I forget, I do want to say that we're not like shaming anyone who's like had to travel for necessary reasons.
No, I know a lot of people who have had to travel for. No. Mm-hmm. I understand people have to go places mm-hmm. during, like, it is inevitable at some points.
Yeah.
Not hating on that at all. Why do you have to act like it's a necessary vacation? Yeah, like, this is finally. Exactly. Okay, so this clip, they're walking into the resort, and I'm included in here because Austin's not even wearing a mask. If you look closely on his face, he's not even wearing a mask while they're checking in.
My eyes are good enough to see, but I'll take your word for it.
All right,
where are your masks?
And by the way, they're in Mexico.
And I can't stop smiling.
And we just went through it really quick before we showed you guys, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm already...
I can't stop smiling. Catherine's already a little tipsy.
Let's show them. Come.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. So they're walking through the whole resort without masks on.
And every other employee has a mask on, which to me is just so bizarre.
I feel like.
And I don't know if they got tested. I didn't look that far into it. Mm-hmm. They didn't. You know, make it clear that they did or anything. So I don't know, but
it doesn't really matter because really even if you got tested, you could have gotten it on your plane or from another one of your family members.
Exactly.
And then it's just showing you don't care about the people around you because
don't you not
that's,
want it yourself?
Right. Well, I mean, but the mask really isn't protecting you that much. It's protecting other people. So not wearing it is straight up being like, I don't care about the people around me. And I think that's just so devaluing for everyone that works there. You know, when they're working hard to make sure you have this fun vacation and they're wearing masks to make sure you're safe mm-hmm. and they're not spreading to you, but you're just like, whatever.
I know.
No rules for me.
No rules to me because I'm like, I don't know. I think it's really bizarre.
So... And why not even for the vlog?
Thing is to themselves.
Like, not that it's a good to do this, but you'd think they'd be smart enough just to wear them in their vlog.
I think it's funny because they wore it like on their thumbnail. They're wearing it.
Yeah.
Like in front of the jet.
Of
and
course.
Then,
good PR move.
Like...
That's how these.
But they're not
some of
wearing it in the plane.
Are.
There's like whole plane footage of them like eating these snacks. I didn't even include because it's like,
yeah.
But wow. I mean, they're. I don't know. It's kind of wild. Okay, let's keep watching.
These are amazing. Okay.
Yeah, they're basically just walking around, getting a tour of the place, look at their house, you guys. This is their house. Okay, I turned off the sound for it, but let's just get an idea of where they actually live.
Right.
To see how bad they need a vacation. Look at this place. It's ginormous. It's stunning. It's like a Mexican resort.
It's so
as it
white.
Is.
Like, why is it so white?
Because that's like the style.
I just don't get it. When you have kids, it's got to get so dirty. Why is it so white? That would stress me out. I would make it so dirty looking if I lived in an all white place. Like, I need a lot of color and things going on. Or it's going to look nasty real quick.
That's amazing. But I'm like, why do you act like you have to, like, you live at like a resort, mm-hmm. it looks like. Your own house. Why why do you act like you have to get out of here so bad?
Their house literally is a resort. It has infinity pool in the backyard.
Stunning.
He has jet skis and he's literally ridden them around in their pool. Do you remember that?
Oh, of course. That was how I like got introduced to them. I was like, who the fuck is doing this? And their neighbors are like filming them because they're like up on a cliff and the water's coming down and like ruining their neighbors.
They almost caused like a mudslide.
The neighbors were like, stop.
It wasn't just because it was ruining the plants. I mean, plants like water. It was literally like destroying the structure.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like, oh, you're ruining my plants. Yeah. It was like, it was causing, I mean, it was like flooding.
Yeah.
Major like waves were coming up.
It was not
ridiculous. Wow. So, I mean, it's honestly the whole thing. It's the same, you know, the amount of people that goes into this vacation, not just not just your family that's going, but like the chefs, the housekeepers, the servers, babysitters.
It's all like, those people are risking their lives by being around you because, I mean, you can take a test, but like I said, how do they know 100% that you haven't gotten it at some point or that the test wasn't wrong? A lot of the tests sometimes do come back with false negatives, you know, so...
Yeah.
It's just, it feels really stupid to just not be wearing masks whenever you're around another person at the resort. Like there's one thing when you're at the beach or like you're alone in your room, but when you're walking around the resort, that just seems.
And I don't know. I'm
just so frustrated.
Pretty sure this was like their own house or resort or something. I don't know if there were like other people there, but they're whether or not it's private, like the amount of staff that work there, it's like, it's no longer private. Mm-hmm. You're not like going into an Airbnb and quarantining for like a weekend or a week or whatever. It's like, you're still coming in contact with so many people. There's so many things that have to happen in order for you to have your vacation.
Yeah, I know.
And I just think it's honestly, but the thing that makes me the most mad is the way that these people are acting like it's needed. Yeah. Like we're finally getting out, you guys.
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable to watch, honestly. And just blowing off like the questions the way the first guy did, Noah.
Like, oh, you know, man, it's just like.
It's like, yeah, basically whatever. We don't really care.
They have nothing to say.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just frustrating. It's such a slap in the face to people who have made real sacrifices this year and, you know, have given up time with their families over the holidays. I haven't even seen my mom. God, I haven't seen my mom in months.
Oh, I know, dude.
And, you know, I know so many people are in that same position where they haven't seen family. And then meanwhile, these people are taking these. It's just frustrating. You can't help but feel incredibly angry. Mm-hmm. When you see something like that, you know,
It makes me really frustrated.
But let's bring the vibes up. These people are bringing my vibes down.
Yeah, I want vibes up before I burn my tongue off.
Yeah.
But before
get the
we do
spice
that,
up too,
we're going to go ahead and thank our sponsors or our first sponsors for the day.
All right. Are you ready to get
spicy?
No, I'm not. And I'm scared.
Well, too bad. That's happening right now.
Okay. I bought my
camera's rolling.
I have an entire thing of milk here. Like, I'm going to prepare myself by having a little sip.
You. Oh, girl.
Shout out to
you
Planet Oat.
You are ready. I've got milk too.
Planet Oat, if everyone wants to sponsor us, hit us up.
I've got a Starbucks and I've got a water bottle.
Damn.
I'm lined up.
You are.
And I still feel like it's not going to be enough. But you know that drinking water when it's spicy makes it worse.
Yeah. I know. I'm just trying to get hydrated.
I think milk does help. I don't know. Comment the facts below. Someone's got to know. I heard like milk
creaminess like
helps it, but water doesn't.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We're going to find out. Are you ready? I have made some questions that are pretty tough.
I'm ready. Are you going to start?
Yeah.
Okay. Hit me.
Okay. All right, Janelle. First question is, so recently Mila Kunis has left the Kutch. She's done with his ass and she has found a sexy new person. And this person is you.
Me?
You've been having a secret affair with her. In this world, do you leave John, your boyfriend of 10 years, 11 years, and start, or 9 years? Wait, how long have you guys been together?
9 years. Nine.
Okay, 9 years. And start a new life with Mila. Want to go leave John for Mila? Start a life, though. You have to, like, be
start
the step
I can't just do, like, one night stand. If you guys don't know, Mila's, like, my ultimate celebrity crush. I'm obsessed with her.
Yes, so you'd be their stepmom of
the kids. I
can't
just, like, do a quick hook up.
Nope. Full commitment. You've already been hooking up. This is if you're going to leave John
shit.
For Mila.
No.
No.
Yeah, no, I can answer that. No. Because I don't think I would ever want to, like, actually, like, be with her. Like, I don't know if she's,
that's
because
you haven't slept with her yet.
You
don't know what the possibilities could be.
No,
because what if you fall madly in love with her? You guys have the best deep talks of your night. You spend all night talking, and she is your soulmate 1,000%.
Oh my god, if you're she's meant to be soulmate,
and she's like, I'm gonna take you to the set of that 70s show, and.
Whoa, that 70s show? Do I get to meet Ashton? Can I meet
him? Yeah, you'll get to meet him, but he's not going to be happy with you because you ruined their, you're a homewrecker to him.
And John.
But when he drops the kids off for you, you'll be their stepmom, you know? So you'll get to say hi to
Can he join then. Us in the bedroom once?
No. Damn it. Absolutely not. He would not. Okay. He's pissed. He's not going to do that.
No way. I don't think I would. But no? if she was my soulmate, then I feel like I should.
That's what I'm saying. If she was your
If she was literally my soulmate, then John would not be soulmate, right?
Right. John, you think John's your soulmate?
Yeah. I mean, if I... Soulmates is like a whole different topic. Oh my God. I don't know. What do you want from me? I said no. I don't know.
All right. So the answer is no. Mila
but if she was
lives
my
a lonely life, divorced from Ashton. And that's the end of that story. But you and John go off into the sunset. All right. I like your answer. I thought you might pick Mila. I really thought you would.
Well, if she's my soulmate, then I feel like I need to.
But how do we know? I mean, she could be a crazy bitch for all
right.
we know.
We don't know. We have no idea. I don't know anything about her. I just like her and I like her movies. Okay.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
That was
you
good.
Wouldn't leave. So no one could make you leave John. I was like, who would tempt Janelle to leave John?
Well, no one based off of like what I know. No.
Right, because like, you don't know they could be like the worst person.
Right, like yeah, no, that's true. And like John's incredible, like, but yeah. It's like it's so circumstantial. Like if it was different, then yeah, I'm like getting all stressed. I'm like, no, but I mean, I know,
like this is ever gonna happen. Okay, what do you got for me?
Okay,
now I feel like mine was lame. That was a pretty no brainer.
Nope. Here we go. Are you ready? This one I actually stole from Smoky Glow. So shout out to you,
Hannah.
Sorry.
Yeah, she does go
by. I call
by
everyone
Smoky
by
Glow.
Their username. I need to stop doing that. Everyone,
I do that too.
Everyone's okay. Got the username and that's it. Okay.
Which, by the way, Hannah, if you're watching this, yeah. We'd love to have you on the show sometime. Yes. It'd be really fun.
One day when coronavirus is gone.
Yeah, or maybe we will have the Skype technology
maybe.
Eventually.
But I would really love to have you on the show. It'd be cool.
Not that the technology doesn't exist. It clearly does.
I meant maybe one day. Age of Aquarius is coming.
Yeah, our Wi-Fi in here
it's
ain't
not
great.
We're trying to figure it out, but whatever. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Rank your bridesmaids from best to worst.
I knew this was going to come.
Of course you did.
I knew this
and I
was
watched,
going to
happen. And that's why I started off.
My God. I absolutely cannot do that. So
yeah,
I will
you
be
taking... You totally
take, I will,
can.
Nope. I will not be doing that. Plus, Sydney's here. She's one of them.
What, are you saying Sydney would be last?
Yeah, dead last. Eighth.
I'm just kidding, Sydney.
I love you so much. I'm just kidding. God. No, I actually don't have a ranking in my head. I mean, who's like
really?
Already got a pre-ranking? I'd have to like sit down and think
about
this.
Would you kick anyone off?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is... Now I'm answering shit and I'm taking the spicy anyway. Are you kidding me?
Hey, you've twisted it into soulmate all of a sudden.
There
okay.
is eight of them, okay? So like
yeah,
things
okay.
change.
Yeah.
So
I respect that.
You don't, yeah.
I don't think that's...
But
like,
I'm not going to reveal
rare.
Any more details
no,
about
fine.
That today.
Leave
not
their
today.
Instagram down below.
Not today. I'm doing a very bad thing. My dentist would be pissed.
Yeah, I was gonna
but
say.
I'm about to get veneers, so it's okay.
That was deja vu, dude. Earlier today, I was like, she's going to rip these off with her teeth during the show.
You just That's not deja vu. That's just you know me extremely well. I use my teeth for everything. And that's like, why they're so messed up that I have to replace them. Yep. The bonding is barely hanging on. Okay, that's here amazing. We go. All right. One... Okay, I'll do two drops.
That's like the least
So this
spicy.
Is the Louisiana The Perfect Hot Sauce. This is a
do
450
a
SHU on the Scoville.
Oh my God, do a little more. Do a little more. Do a little more.
No, when it gets to the really spicy. Okay, I'll do a
yeah,
little more.
This is like barely spicy.
Yeah, but I don't want that to be like the standard amount.
Oh, okay.
When
okay.
we get to the spiciers.
Some people go hard on hot ones. I don't know. Give us your like first impressions. Mm. Bad. It's like, how's the flavor?
It's good. It just tastes like hot wing sauce. I normally like mild wings. I'm really not a spicy person. This has a little too much sting to it.
Okay.
Like I wouldn't get them for mine, but I can handle it.
Okay.
They just taste like when I get like, you know, wings and they're like level up from mild.
Yeah. Okay.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's good.
Glad I didn't answer that shit. Absolutely not. I knew that was coming.
Oh, yes. Very predictable.
All right, Janelle. Here's another one that you probably could have guessed that I would make for you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
One of your dogs has to go to the pound. Not adopt out to a nice family. The pound. Which one?
I would rather go to the pound.
I know you would.
I have to take all the hot sauce. Oh, God, that's a lot. Okay.
Wait, you and so you can't answer.
I can't answer that. No way. Hell no.
All right, take the hot sauce.
Charlie says, I know. I'm not concerned.
Yeah, Charlie knows he's not going. Charlie. If it's anyone, it's not Charlie.
Oh my God, I can't. Oh my God, I can't even think about that. All right, cheers.
Good thing it's not real. No one's going to the pound. Is it good? What do you think? It kind of tastes like wing sauce. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little ASMR in the mic right now.
Sorry.
Some people like literally
some people
hate
love
that.
It. And some people love it. Some people hate it. I'm sorry.
But
if you
some
hate
people
it.
Like the thing is that but it's not just that they hate show. It. I know
like, they can't like they can't handle it.
I know, but like some people, it's like painful. No. It's like a real thing.
I'm sorry if it is.
That's
I'm
why
sorry.
I'm not going to do it into the mic because I know it'll drive some people.
I'm
crazy.
So sorry.
Sorry, it wasn't that bad.
I'm making it sound like she was like munching so just, loud. I didn't even think about it until you taught me. Like, no, calm I
just,
down. I was like, oh,
I almost did it, so I was just telling you because
I love the sound of eating.
I know, I do too. Like, but some it. People like they'll stop listening to us.
Okay, don't stop.
We're gonna lose the view.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. It won't happen again. Okay, that wasn't that bad.
Not
like
that bad.
Honestly, not bad at all.
It's like wing sauce. $4.50
That.
Yeah, this one is from my friend Kristen. She got me this for Christmas.
I've had it.
She like, apparently it's like a big deal on Instagram, she says. That there's always ads for it.
It is, I always see
ads for it. Hot sauce, the truffle, the truff. Black truffle infused sauce. It's bomb as fuck. I love it. So
I tasted
it. I'm going to have no problem with that.
Okay, cool.
All right.
My turn.
Yep.
Okay. This is so funny. Okay. Because my second one is, if you had to kick out one pet from each group, cats, bunnies, dogs.
That's like three questions in one. That's so loaded.
Well, because
what
I feel
fuck?
Like, okay, if you had to do one, I feel like you would kick out one of your bunnies. No offense.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so that's easy. So like, that's why I had to do like your three categories. Because like, come on, I got to make it like actually a little bit challenging. A little bit challenging.
I can't answer that.
One of each?
No. Nope. I'll be doing hot sauce. Oh, truffle sauce it is. I can't do that. What if they listen to this? Okay.
I agree.
I can't bear for them to know the truth.
I know.
Of how I feel.
What if they plot our death?
And I don't really actually feel, I can't think of a, who would I? Yeah, I think like probably my youngest bunny for the bunnies at least, because I've had her the least long. Arya's baby, but it's Arya's baby. And I've like parted with all the babies because she had eight babies and I adopted them all out. So it'd probably be the easiest to let go of like Blaze.
Yeah. You could still get like, I'm not saying to the pound. I'm just saying like you had to kick one out of the house.
Yeah.
But
not just like send her out the front door. Can you try to open it? I don't know what is going on. Apparently I'm not strong.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Stronger than me.
You got to start.
It's not hard. All right. Here we go. A little bit. I'm going to do a little dip skis. I actually really love this sauce, but if you don't like truffle flavor, do you like truffle flavor?
I love truffle. That's the thing. And it doesn't taste like it to me. It doesn't taste like it to me.
Definitely does. Are you kidding? So truffly. It's very good. It's very good. I like it. It's hot though. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's hot, but it's good. It's got a nice taste to it.
Mm. Yikes.
Already getting hot though. Level two. Damn.
See that? The first one was like a little boop at the front and then it like went away quick. Like this
is
pretty
good.
Yeah, this
one's lasting a little longer.
Like
I'd
put this on my eggs. Maybe a little drip
drop. Do a little dip out of there when you're ready to do your next one. Let's see if I can get you. Okay. What do we got next?
Okay, here we go.
All right. The next one for you is Janelle.
Yes.
Your parents are divorced.
Yes, they are.
And they're both remarried. And they both have kids.
They do.
Both sets. So you have multiple stepbrothers.
Correct.
You have four.
I have how many?
Three, four.
Five. It's five stepbrothers and one real brother.
Oh, yeah. Five, right. I always forget.
It's okay. Sometimes I'm like, huh? One,
I
two, three, four.
I haven't met one of them, so I just forget about him.
Yes.
He's a lot older.
He's a bit older. Yeah, I don't see him very often at all. Anyways, okay, keep going.
So you have five of them. Well, I'm terrible.
It's fine.
I forgot one of them.
Oh my God, it's literally fine. Okay. There's a lot of them, okay? And like, granted, you've never met him. Like, I don't.
Yeah, no. I have never met him. Okay, so rank them.
Oh no, I knew this was coming.
And I left Blake out because I don't think you can rank
your real brother. Okay. Oh my God. I rank them on what?
Just like on stepbrother, like stepbrotherness.
Oh no. You know what? I absolutely can't fucking do that.
No?
No, it just gave me so much anxiety. I can't even think about that.
I think I know who would be first though. I think I know who would get number one slot. I'm not going to say
what's the first letter?
I can't because then they'll know. What if they listen? The only one I think could possibly listen is the one I'm going to say.
Which is first letter?
T.
He's up there for sure.
I think he's number one probably. No,
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Ours
pretty
good
so
too.
Stressful. I love tea. Shout out to tea. Okay.
All right. Well, you won't be answering this. So truffle sauce. Here you go. Dip.
Ew, this is sick.
It's really not.
Let's see
sick.
If it's so sick as I thought it
good.
Was.
Good. Ballsy dip there. Good. Proud of you.
It is more truffly.
It is truffly.
Ugh. Tastes like nail polish.
Nail polish?
If a nail salon were to have a taste, this would be the taste.
What? Okay. Literally no one on the face of the fucking earth will agree with that statement. If they tried this, they would not think nail salon.
I feel like I just walked in and like, you know, when you walk into a nail salon, you like inhale the fumes in your tongue a little bit and you taste it. I
got
like,
it almost nails. Burns your nose.
And you like, but you can also taste like the acetone. You can taste the acetone. Did you put acetone in this, girl?
No, this is the famous truff sauce from Instagram.
Ugh.
Okay. Mm-mm. That's hilarious. How's your oat milk? Does it do like a nice coating
for it? Oh
my god,
it's really good actually. Very creamy.
Oat meat.
Yeah, no, oat milk.
It's very good.
It's my favorite type of nut milk, or actually it's not a milk. Okay, anyways, hello.
All right, you recovered enough to ask a question.
Okay, here we go. That was disgusting. Ew, it tastes like nail polish. Okay, next one. If you had to get rid of either the Kendall Ray channel, Mile Higher podcast, or the Sesh podcast, what would you be? And I want to make it seem like not don't worry about like, well, this one, like, you know, pays my bills the most or X, Y, and Z, like purely just on if you had to like just kick one out and never do it again.
No, that is so hard. I am attached to all of them in such different ways. I can't do that. I literally can't answer that. Like I can't even think of it. I don't know. The one that's honest. The most stressful to deal with is my channel.
Yeah.
So, but it's like the true. Biggest platform. It's like the most followers.
Right. I guess that's true. But like purely based on just like.
But then if I got rid of the Sesh, I wouldn't have a show with you. And it's like my fun time. It's my personal time. Yeah, I love it. Like I would be heartbroken giving this one up. But Mile Higher is like my relationship.
Like, well, you don't give. You're not. Yes, and you're getting divorced to Josh as well. No. But Josh it's stays.
Like, that's like our baby. Like we started Mile Higher. I'd be like heartbroken
that's
ending
why
it.
I
it's
picked
like
all three. I know.
What the hell? And like, oh, there's no way I can do that. So I am going to take the next hot sauce.
Hell yeah! What are we having?
We've got Gringo Bandito.
Hell yeah!
I think Gringo this Bandito. Is also from somewhere in Colorado. I think. So, oh no, yeah. No, this is Huntington Beach.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
This one is a...
Give it a good shake.
2900 on the S or the Scoville.
Okay. Okay, so we're bumping up a little.
Oh, shit. We got to take the paper off this. All right. I think we're going to go like one drop skis for
okay.
Some of these.
No.
I'm not... Yeah, I agree with Sydney. We
you need to taste... Like, maybe once you hit...
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Come on.
The last two.
The audience is going to be like, we love Sydney.
Yeah. Shout out to Sydney.
Thanks
we
for
love
torturing
her.
Them. Okay.
All right. You got this, girl. Okay.
I'm going with a dip. Holy shit. This is going
to
be
hot. Well, at
least
you get to keep all three of your things.
Yeah. Well, I can't. I could never. Are you kidding me? Grown my channel from the. I would never delete my channel ever.
So I guess one of the podcasts.
Shame. I guess, but I don't know which one.
It's probably the Sesh. I'm just kidding. Okay. How was it?
Is it spicy?
You look like you're bored.
Oh, are we. I'm not getting like that much that? Taste. I'm not getting that much taste, but it has more of an aftertaste, but it's not that bad. I don't find it to be that strong.
Okay. What the hell's in it?
I honestly think this one's hotter. Truff sauce.
Oh, see, isn't that interesting though? Because people, even on hot ones, are like, oh, that one wasn't bad compared to this one. Blah,
well,
blah,
these
blah.
Ones are so close. This one's 2,500. That one's 29.
No, 29. Okay.
So they're only like 400.
So it's like
different.
Maybe just different flavors.
But that's so true because like, with spicy things, I love wasabi. I could like eat a piece of wasabi, but I can't stand sriracha sauce. Like that's too hot for me. So I think everyone's taste buds react differently, you know?
Totally. No, I agree.
That's why the Scoville scale is like kind of hard to predict.
That's why we need to get the 90 million one.
90 million. That's wild.
90 million. For okay. When we hit 90 million subscribers, we'll do 90 million. All right.
Okay. I've got one for you.
Okay.
One of your parents have decided to move to China. Damn. Which parent would you rather make the move?
Oh my god, that's so fucked. No.
Hey, sorry.
Oh my god, no. Wait, no.
I had to make these hard, guys, because Janelle's pretty open and truthful, so I couldn't do like, what's your most embarrassing
yeah, but you're
moment
making me,
or something.
Nah.
I had to do hard fucking ones so she'd end up
no,
getting the
sauces.
No,
you're making
sauces.
Me like make choices on people. I don't like doing that kind of shit.
I know,
like, I hate
you hate
choices.
That.
hate that shit.
Who would you rather move to China? At first, okay, this is, I did kind of get inspired from Smokey Glow, because one of hers was like, which parent would you push off a fucking cliff?
And she was like,
her husband said that to her.
I watched the whole thing. She explained the whole thing. She was like, I would do my dad, not because I don't love him, but because he's not scared of death. And he would want my mom to survive. I was like, oh, what a good answer.
I know. I was like, that is a good answer, but I could not. I think that's even harder when your parents are divorced, because our parents, like both of our parents are divorced. So like they would want us to just save.
I mean, I don't know. Now it's getting crazy.
Whoa. But I almost did that for you, but I was like, Janelle could definitely not answer the move off the jump off a cliff one. But
and they can't moving, bring their, and they can't bring their,
they can come visit though. They'll come visit once a year, but they live in China.
By themselves? Can they bring their spouses?
Yeah. Of course. If you pick your mom, Chuck's gonna go.
If I pick my dad, Okay. Stranced. I literally don't think I can do this. I literally don't think I can. That would be so fucked.
This is the fourth question.
I don't want any
question.
Of them to go. I've only answered one of the three. I'm sorry, but like,
you can't do it.
I can't do it. Janelle, that was good.
Is very, very close with both of her parents. I knew that she'd not be able to answer this.
My parents. I can't imagine. That makes me so sad.
All right, well, eat up. Good thing this isn't just a fucking
my
game.
Mom goes and lives in Arizona for like a few months at a time sometimes in the year, and I like literally want to cry. I'm like, my mom.
I know.
No, I can't have them go to China. I would rather just burn my taste buds. Cheers to that. That was a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
I'm trying to
fine.
Like,
you're gonna be fine.
I'm trying to like,
trust me, it's not
make
bad.
A scene here.
Do it for the views. She's wild, guys. She's wild. All right, how is it? What do you think? Hot? You're looking a little. We're getting a little squinty eyes.
It's a little bit.
It has a more of a kick as the longer it sits there, I think.
That's about as spicy as I would go comfortably. Like, I would, like, if I was going to eat a hot wing, that's, like, the
hottest you would
take. It's getting really watery, though. See, I don't like my...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. It gets worse as it goes on, I know.
And, like, the flavor of it at first isn't bad, though, but it's, like, my mouth is so...
Like, lingering or something.
It's lingering, yes, exactly. And that's about as, like, hot as I would go for, like, if I'm, like, in a mood for really spicy. Because like sometimes you want to eat things when you're like feeling badass and you like drink your milk and you're like drink your milk. Most people drink beer.
Okay, that sentence should never exist. When you're feeling really badass and you drink your milk.
Okay, Sydney, that's amazing. Before we filmed this, Sydney goes, are you guys gonna like drink a beer or anything? Like that's what you do. Like you eat like spicy shit, you drink your beer. And I was like,
I can't imagine
no,
drinking
Sydney,
beer.
Sydney, we're drinking Planet Oat.
Ew, beer. Do people do that?
I need something to like chug.
My dad does.
Your dad just people, like spear and
wings and
beer.
Beers?
Like, yeah. Well, yeah, but that's like sport. That's like bar food. But like, does it help with spiciness?
I don't know. I think so. I have no idea.
It's just like what like it's just like what you do.
Oh, okay.
That's not what I do. I'm drink.
Wow. I hate beer.
When you're feeling badass drinking milk. Dear Lord. Duh.
All right. Ooh. Next level is Tabasco.
Tabasco.
So let's go forward.
Okay. Here we go. Ooh, I kind of want to save this one.
You can save them if you want.
I think I'm going to save this one. Okay.
I should have done that strategically, made them harder. I didn't make them go up in hardness at all.
I know. Neither did I really, but
they're all random. Kind of.
Okay. What is your most disgusting habit?
My most disgusting habit.
She's like, pooping.
I'm trying to think of something like good.
You're not. Come on.
I can be disgusting, but habit. No, I seriously like can't think.
Eat your boogers.
No.
Pick your butt and smell it.
Ew! What the fuck?
I was gonna set you off. I didn't say I did that. I got that from
what? You. Do that.
Oh, just this just in. Likes to smell her ass, guys. She's one of those people.
I said I didn't do that, but I got it from, I think it was H3 that they were talking about it or something. And I was like, ew, wow, that's spicy.
That is disgusting.
That is spicy. I can't think of my grossest habit. Honestly, like, oh, I've got one. Sometimes I still, to this day,
okay,
will take my gum out at night or like put it next to my nightstand before a nap and I'll leave it there. I'll get it, you know, the next day, but sometimes I'll leave it there overnight. And so, or sometimes Josh will be like, ew. Or like normally I put it on my coaster because I have a coaster next to the bed.
Oh, it's not that bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I can't think of anything like really that nasty.
I'll accept that. You used to be the big gum under the table.
Yeah, I've put gum everywhere my whole life.
Yeah, that was like, she put gum on my mom's bed skirt once in our guest room.
I stopped doing it in public long ago, but sometimes we'll still stick it on the nightstand.
Good old nightstand. And then you find it's like petrified.
That was not that hard. So, yay. Thanks.
Good job. All right. Good. My turn.
Okay.
Oh.
I just literally, when you said my turn, I thought you meant to read one of yours. Okay. All right. This is so funny.
Oh my God. Let us know if you're like down for us to just like sometimes go on these tangents or if it gets annoying. Like, I'm genuinely curious how you guys like style like watching because I think it's hilarious when like people get a little rowdy on their podcast and like,
I do too.
Go off topic. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. So I'm just kind of curious.
It's more natural when you feel like you don't have to stick to it as much because then we just get all stressed out.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
But anyway, okay.
Okay.
Here's one. This is good from last week. If you listened to last week, you'll understand this one. If you had to ditch John and get with Harold, Harold, or Perold, which one would you get with? And like go spend your life with them too. This is not just a hookup.
Okay. Oh my god, that's really weird to think about. Okay. I really hate thinking about that, but I'm gonna answer it.
I haven't done any of my milk
oh my
yet.
God, I hate this. Oh, I don't know if I can answer this. This is fucking bizarre because I are okay. Is it okay? So Harold. Okay. Okay, so here's the thing though, is Harold, I'm pretty sure, would not want anything to do with me because Harold's gay. So I don't think he would. I think I'm like automatically can't be like, sorry, I'm not gonna do it to Harold. Harold would be like, what the fuck? So yeah, Harold's out. Perold, I don't really like Perold. We didn't end on good terms at all.
Okay,
so Perold's out. I think I had to kick Perold out.
So Harold, oh, it's meant to be. Wait, okay, and you know what I was thinking about?
What?
I don't know if you said this in the podcast, but didn't you have a guy named Gerald with a J?
No.
When you were young.
No.
I could have sworn, because I remember one time I found an audio recording at my house of you talking about him on my karaoke machine on a tape.
Gerald? Oh my God, I would love to. Oh!
Yeah, you know, I'm just adding to the Harold game, but the J.
Sorry, I had to think of who it was. Yeah. Well, that was like, okay, he's like my best friend that I grew up with across the street.
Yes.
So wait, what about him?
he could be part of it too.
He could be part of it? Oh.
Yeah. He can be part of it too. Cause I think he's like technically.
I don't know. We
had a crushy on him though, but like, when you were young.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Of course.
But we were never like,
means.
It was like, yeah. Of course. We're like, yeah, of course. But I don't know though. He's like.
All right, so we're going with
Harold. I think I'd have to pick
Harold.
Harold.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I'm pretty sure he just got married. Oh my God. Duh. That's
well, you're
going
to break
weird.
Up that marriage.
Oh my God. I just can't even think about that. I hated that a lot. Okay. Thank you, though. At least I answered and didn't have to eat that shit.
No, we each got one.
Okay. Ready for your next one?
Yep. And I have not even broken into my milk yet. I'm so proud.
Oh, you are so good. Okay.
I want to break the seal or whatever.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. What is your worst drug story?
Drug story. God, we could do a really funny episode, though, just like on first.
Stupid,
like some,
like,
yeah.
That's what a lot of people
I've
ask
got some
about.
Good like weed stories.
Yeah.
Some of my first times.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'll pass on this one. I think I will go ahead and hit up the
Tabasky West.
I mean, this is like not hot for some people, right?
Really?
This is like. Ketchup to some people.
Ew, ketchup to some.
To some.
That
to, maybe
smells
not to
like
me.
Fires in the butt to me. It's like terrible.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God, that smells so spicy to me. And the flavor of it's just like weird, I feel.
Ugh. It's like kind of sweet.
It's like vinegar.
Yeah, it's like a little vinegary. Yeah. Ew.
Ah!
It's not that bad though. Honestly, I think this one was worse. I think this one was worse. The truff sauce is still the hottest to me.
Oh my God.
But it's also the most tasty, I think. So far, this hasn't been bad. It's kind of delicious.
Ew.
Maybe I like spicy things more than I thought.
She's like, wow, I'm into spicy shit.
Maybe. I just like it for like a tiny bit. I just don't know if I could sit there and just eat wing after wing after wing with spicy, you know?
Because it
like
builds
here
up.
And there. Right. It builds up. It's
that's
like
so
then
true.
It's like in your mouth and it's just burning every cell.
Your lips start drying up.
Right. Exactly.
It's terrible.
All right. I've got one for you.
Okay.
choose between waxing your brows for the rest of your life or waxing your cooch for the rest of your life, and you can't have both. So you have to pick one or the other. The other one gets no plucking, no tweezing, no waxing, no shaving.
What?
Can't you, the hair stays.
What?
No laser either.
I am hot saucing. Wait, which one am I on? I'm hot saucing for real, because that is torture. I would rather drink this whole bottle than answer that. That is fucked up. Yes.
She goes, yes.
For your life, no shaving?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
See, that's an easy one for me. I barely have any eyebrows, so I could let them go and people would probably barely notice.
Oh my
God. I could probably put a little concealer on them. They're mostly blonde.
Start looking wild over here.
I'd be fine.
Look like a little mini forest running through my eyebrows, a little mini forest, and then like little trees trailing off in the end here. It's not cute.
Yeah, you might get a little uni action.
Maybe.
Look hot. Maybe you look good with one.
Maybe.
Maybe in like 100 years, unis will be like the thing.
And then like people are getting hair plugs.
Yeah. Honestly, I could see it. They're like, uni threading. The uni threading package.
They're getting a microblade or whatever the fuck it's called. It's so funny.
Dude, that'd be so funny. I could see it, honestly.
Oh my God, I would love that so much.
All right, let's see it, Janelle.
Okay.
That's a lot. Good job. Really proud of you on like this. You're not cheap. I thought you were going to be like one drop and over there.
I was going to play. If I'm going to play, I'm going to play the damn game. I have like a bunch of half eaten ones over here.
I know. And also, guys, please keep in mind these are cold.
Yeah, they are. Ew. Tabasco's disgusting.
It really is.
Ah!
It's pepper sauce. That's why. Peppery.
Aren't they all peppers?
Oh. I don't know.
What the fuck?
That's just what this is, their pepper sauce. Tabasco has multiple. It's Tabasco brand, but this is the pepper sauce.
Oh, it's gross. I don't like it. It's so gross. Oh, I'm just making my mouth do the watery thing where I can't talk very well either. So I'm like,
I think you're getting more spicy because you're doing the milk. I'm telling you, that's my, I don't know if it's going to do me any good because this could just be like complete bullshit, but I'm pretty sure if you drink it, it makes it harder.
No. I think milk.
Sydney's
really
calling
helps.
Bullshit. Oh, so is that just water
seems
then? Because I've heard the water thing.
Though. No, like the milk soda is definitely helping. Soda sucks. Yeah, the carbonation makes it worse.
Soda makes it worse. Interesting.
Definitely. I remember doing that one time.
Well, I'm not breaking into my milk until I like really start getting upset. Yeah, we're gonna need spicier kind of, shit. This is not spicy.
Kind of
enough.
Helps like cut the nasty of the tobacco.
Wow, can't. What was that?
I don't know. I can't even talk. And my nose. See, guys, I'm a whip. My nose is, I can feel a little moisture up in my nose area.
See, this is why it's hard to do this on a podcast.
No, we're doing great. This is awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay.
What's next? We got Tapatio. Tapatio. This is really not even that hot, huh?
Oh, really?
This is like a 3,000. There's not much difference from this.
Yeah, it's
Wait, are these out of order? I might have put these out of order. Tapatio is like probably not even as hot as Tabasco.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, Tabasco is hard. I don't know. I think
they gave us a range for the Tabasco, so I got confused. But that's fine. All right. Next up is Tapatio, though.
Okay. Let's see here. What is the worst thing about your job?
About my job?
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad complaining about my job at all because I consider this to be my dream job. And I know, but I love my job. But
bad to everything.
Of course there is. I'd say the worst thing would be that there are people that exist out there that just like hate you. And that's just part of being on the internet. And I realized that pretty early on. Like people have, you know, blogs and or they'll leave nasty comments. It's like dealing with the negativity is the worst part of my job.
I feel that.
But it's like, you know, it's such a small percentage of it that it doesn't like. Yeah, it's just like gets pretty drowned out quick. But so I don't even have to taste it. That wasn't hard.
Well, damn.
Good that for was easy. You.
All right. You've passed. Excellent work.
That was nice and easy. All right.
Easy does it.
Yours are not easy, my friend.
Okay. That is fine. I will just drink my milk.
All right, Janelle. So I got married in 2016 to Josh, and you were my maid of honor. So I would like you to rank my bridesmaids in order of how they were as bridesmaids, since you were the maid of honor.
You need to answer that.
You want me to answer it?
Yeah. He says you need to answer
You want me to answer it? Okay, I'll answer it. Hold on, but I kind of mean like a...
like involvement.
I'll answer it. I don't give a fuck.
How supportive.
Okay.
You're really... Okay. And you can just say their first letters if you want.
Okay. Where That's fine.
Are you writing them down?
No, I'm just looking up a picture because I need to make sure they're like...
But there's all of them.
Yeah, I need to like rank them all for a second here.
Damn, I can't believe you're going to answer this. I'm shook. Do you want me to like give you a second to think of it?
Yeah, actually, okay. Give me a second. Should we do a little commercial?
Yeah, we'll go back to a commercial and then all you get to hear who Janelle would rank.
All right, BRB. Okay.
Which, by the way, my sister was one of our bridesmaids. Yeah. Or she was part of the wedding party, but she was also a maid of honor with Janelle. So she's not included.
Ranking my other cousin. That's fucking
absolutely
whack.
Not.
Okay, here we go. The top one has got to go to Sydney, and not just because she's here. Okay.
Yes. That's right.
She goes, that's right. Let me explain. Yes. And let me explain why, folks. Okay, Sydney helped so much with especially the Bachelorette. Oh my God, I was so got us in, like hooked literally, like hooked it. Like we would have like been sleeping in your basement, at your parents' house. Like I didn't know how to get into a club if it saved my life. Like I was like, how do you? And she like hooked up. We had a booth. We were on the dance floor. We had a dude making sure, like a
bodyguard for our own little booth. So sometimes if guys would try to get in, they'd be like, "You want him or not?"
Yeah,
and we'd like, "No, nope, thumbs down, send him out."
Yeah, so fun.
Sydney had the bottle service all ready to go. Not only that, she did all the hair,
all the hair for the wedding.
Yeah,
a lot, and then a lot for the like hotel room of the Bachelorette. Like you did so much. Okay, so
writing addresses.
Sydney gets the
lots
first
of things,
and the second get is our friend Elle.
Definitely,
yeah, because Elle is Virgo, and she was very helpful with like a lot of just like random tasks. Was super helpful with the bridal shower.
Yep,
hosted it.
She hosted it with her mom.
And her mom. Shout out to her mom as well.
Yep.
If she's listening to this for some reason.
Shout out to P.
Yeah, shout out to P. P and L, we love you. Super, super helpful. Love them a lot. Okay. Next person would have to be...
You don't have to say why for everybody. You can just say the rest.
Okay. ooh, this gets a little hard. Then we're probably, for the time being, other L. And
really?
Then, yep.
Wow, I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, very Over helpful e. during the time. I don't know. E was pretty helpful too. I was gonna say E and L are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Equal. And then I'm so sorry, but R and K are last. I don't really know which one they were both. Not that they were bad in any way. They just
they were busy.
They were like busy, and like we were all like went into college together, and they weren't stuff. So it was like a little bit different.
So they get like equal.
Yeah.
Ranking.
I guess. Can all right, I?
That's
can
fair
I get
enough.
Them
that's
can
fair
I
enough.
Get them equal?
That's equal.
Okay.
All right. Fine.
That was. Good.
I did.
I'm
it.
Surprised you did it.
That took
Feel
some
good
guts.
About that.
That
Feel
took
good
some
about
guts.
That.
I think that was definitely spot on. Really good. They kind of were like rank, like little levels there. Yep.
But shout out to you, Sid.
I love
you
them
really
all.
Did.
I love them
that's
all.
That's why I was going to, because if Sydney wasn't first, then I would not have been able to answer. But luckily, I genuinely felt that you were first. I was like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, Sydney did a lot.
Yeah, you helped
the Lord.
So I can't wait for you to get married so I can do it all back because I love planning and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not, just want one of these two to get engaged. I'm just waiting
Who's
for the day.
Who's it going
to
be?
Who's it going to be?
We don't know.
We'll have to see. Anyway.
Okay. All right. That was good. All right. Here we go. Let's see here. Least favorite beauty guru.
Least favorite beauty guru. That's like, okay, so just like any beauty guru of all time has been a
if
beauty guru.
You want to be more interesting than, and like, don't say like some of the really off, like, I mean,
okay,
I'll let you do what you want with this question.
Favorite but. Beauty guru is Amanda Ensing.
Okay, who the fuck is that?
just do a quick Google search.
All right, that was fair. I literally don't know who it is, but I'll take it.
And well, good for you.
Good for you. She says you're lucky.
Okay. That's a good one for me for the next one, or okay. I guess leads into mine.
Okay.
What's one YouTube channel that you like to hate watch? And you can't say, there's a couple you can't say. You can't say Ace Family.
Okay, yeah.
You can't say either of the Pauls.
Okay.
You can't say.
I don't even watch them at all.
Yeah. Like, okay, so those are pretty much all the ones you can't
say. Give me the spicy, because I ain't doing that shit.
Really? You're not gonna say it?
No. Oh, and I'm not really into the hate watch. Sometimes if I'm in a bad mood myself and feel bad about myself, because sometimes I get insecure, I literally like will go watch someone to like make my mood even angrier, like just be grumpy like even more. Like
it
if
makes
I'm like
you more mad.
Their content's bad today. Like if I'm like, you know
that.
What I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is like really stupid and
I know
kind of
it
cringy.
Is. It's kind of a toxic thing. But I feel like everyone every once in a while like will watch, it's kinda like watching a train wreck.
I was just about to say like watch the, or like, I don't know, a lot of it's fun.
Yeah, there's definitely some out there that I could think of, but
Tapatio.
I will keep my mouth shut since it's not my question.
She's like answering for me. She's like, yeah, well, personally. No, but I really don't do it that often because, like, it's so toxic. I used to do it more when I was younger. That was much more of a thing, like, back in, like, early college and stuff.
Yeah.
I've gotten better. All right. Cheers. This is, what is this crap? Tapatio. Here we go. Oh, see, this is fucked up. I don't like it. Ew.
No, not feeling it.
And it's got, like, a tomato-y taste to
Ooh,
it.
Oh, I like that. It's more tomato-y, the better. The better. The buena.
But for, and there's not even tomato in it. The buena. More tomato, the buena. It wasn't that spicy. It's just kind of gross.
Yeah. Well, I think these last three are going to get a lot more hot because this one jumps up to 3,500. So the pressure's on. We only have three left. I'm surprised we've gone through this many because we do have a few questions that we pulled from you guys as well. Just a couple that we're going to both answer.
Yep.
But we have to get through ours. Okay.
I'm going to ask you, it's funny, we have some of the same questions. Do you hate watch anyone? And if so, who? And yeah, same thing, like not the Pauls, like actually, yeah.
Oh, you did put that in there? Okay. Yep.
That's one of my questions.
Can't answer.
That is like nothing.
This Come is a lot. On. This you is spicy. Even on this show, they like barely do any. Okay, fine. I'll do a little
No,
more
because
than
their
that.
Wings are already like cooked in it.
Okay, this is going to be hot.
Well, do it for the views. Damn it.
Oh, gosh.
You can do it.
Okay.
You can do it. This one's Texas Pete. Hot or hot sauce? Is it hot?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Time for some milk.
Oh, God. She's going in for the milk. Lost her milk virginity. Cheers to the milk club. It's so good.
Oh, that's hot. Why does it burn?
Why does it lingering? Hurt? Is it like a Oh, gross. Ew.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, I really don't want that.
Oh, God. Now I feel like
great.
Seeing my mouth is burned.
Oh, shit. Seeing you take that made me really uncomfortable.
You better answer these next ones.
Okay. All right. Hit me with your best shot.
All right. My best shot. What's my best that I have left?
No, I'm just kidding.
Let's see. I've got two left. I guess I'll do what's the biggest lie you've ever told? You have to be honest. Don't tell me some dumb bullshit from your childhood.
What's the biggest lie? Mm-hmm. Is that the same as secret? Or is it like a lie? Know.
No, you know, like not your deepest, darkest secret. Your lie. Like you lied to somebody and you told a lie.
Okay. lied to somebody.
Yep.
Told a lie.
Ever lied to John, maybe?
Like a big lie.
Have you lied to me?
Big lie.
I bet you lied to me at least once.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell white lies. What the fuck?
No, but I want a big lie.
I don't know if that exists. I'm genuinely trying to think, but even if it did, I don't want to like share it. No, I have no interest in spilling that kind of tea on the sash. Sorry.
Well, I have a big interest in you taking some of this Texas Pete.
I am so dreading this because
it goes away after a while though. I'm fine now.
Oh, okay. And you did a lot. So I'll give you credit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Okay. Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers. Good job. It burns quick. She burns quick. Her face is not happy, if you're listening.
That was like not that bad.
No?
Ah, I was going to say,
yeah, it's pretty hot. Worse. The more air comes in your mouth, the hotter it gets.
It's starting to like hit at the back.
Oh, no. Oh,
it's
no.
It's getting worse.
Get the oat milk.
Dude, it's fucking gross. Why do people do this for fun? And you know what's crazy is like, I can handle it because it's like one bite and then I don't have to do it again for a little bit. But like people who are just like, oh yeah, let me get another bite.
Yeah, what like wings earth? Just coated in that like 20 wings. I know. I don't know how people do it. They must have like their taste buds burnt off.
Ugh. Sick. Yucky.
Yeah, you handled it pretty good. I thought that one was pretty bad.
It was damn. Like,
look at all really these we've been throat. Through. We only have
We're so badass.
Two hot ones, like really hot ones. And these are both 10,000 or more.
Ooh.
So we're going from 3,500 to 10,000.
Okay.
So be strategic.
Okay, Kendall. Are you ready?
Yep.
What is your biggest regret of your YouTube career?
My biggest regret? What if I like legitimately don't have a regret?
Well, then you're lame.
There's got to be something. There's got to be something. You're right. There's got to be something cringe I've done. But there's not
or
like,
just like a regret. Like,
I don't regret anything hugely where I'm like, oh, I just regret this, you know? Let's see. I don't know if I really, like, me and you used to make some cringy ass videos, but I don't regret them. It was fun. It's funny. And it's funny to look back at them. I'm glad we have them, honestly.
Me too.
So what are my regrets? I don't regret how I've evolved. I don't regret doing the beauty stuff. I don't regret doing the fashion stuff. I don't regret doing the body positivity stuff. I feel like everything I did led me to where I am now.
Damn.
So I really don't have, I like seriously don't have any regrets. I swear I can't.
What about
think
like behind the scenes of like a sponsor or like a, I don't know.
Well, I signed with, that one, I was signed with Full Screen for a little while and that was kind of regretful because it was a long contract, but
I don't know. I can't think of anything. Seriously. Like, I don't know.
I don't regret any of the content I've made.
Okay.
Well, you know what? But I don't regret it. Like, I've made some conspiracy stuff that I think has put my channel on the watch list, like we were talking about last time, on the sus list of YouTube.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I don't necessarily regret that either. Because that was part of my journey. Sure. And
like, do you regret what you said at the end of the day? Like, that's YouTube's fault.
No. Because I still believe what I believe.
Okay.
You know, and I've never pushed a conspiracy that I don't believe in.
You heard it here first.
Like, I've never said anything that I believe is untrue or like pushed any false information that I personally don't like believe in myself.
True.
I don't know. I feel like,
okay,
I don't regret any cases I've done. I seriously can't think of anything. Can you think of anything?
Maybe just working with like a specific annoying brand or two that I can think of on your channel that sometimes, but like that wasn't, I don't know.
I did like an Adam and Eve thing once and that was very unlike me because I'm such a weird Taurus that that was kind of like Adam. I did like a, but it was just lingerie. I like wouldn't talk about anything else.
Were you even wearing it?
No, I just like literally held it up. Oh. So I don't know. I don't really have no regrets. No regrets.
No regrets.
Baby.
Not even a letter.
I really don't. Like I'm so blessed to be where I'm at and I'm grateful for everything that's my whole journey.
That's lit, dude.
I really, really feel that way.
Okay.
So I guess I'm not going spicy. That was not,
I guess
not that
don't
good
have
of
to
a
do
question.
Spicy. Oh, shit.
I'm
not
just kidding.
Question.
I'm just kidding.
I should
have
asked like a specific
I've
brand.
Got a really specific good one for right now. Are you ready for this? Okay. So one night you're feeling spicy, but you're away from John for some reason. He's on a business trip. So you want to send him a little pic, you know?
Okay.
A little, you know, I don't know. Some
spicy
type
pic?
A spicy pic.
Okay.
But you sent it to the wrong person. Would you rather have sent it to your boss, which is Josh? I guess me too, but I don't count. So either Josh or John's parents. Which one would you rather send
your nude to? Is it like a nude?
A nude.
It's like showing things.
Yes, at least the top half. And it has a spicy message with it too. You know, like a little like winky face or something. Clear what it was.
Okay, see, I feel like if Josh got that, he'd probably honestly think he was like fucking hilarious. He'd probably like, well, look at this dumbass.
Yeah, he would never let you live it down. But it would be awkward.
He would
forever.
Never let me live it down, and it would be awkward for at least a while. But with John's parents, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can answer this. That's pretty fucked.
I told you. I texted you today. I was like, get crazy with these. I'm going full blast.
She's all like posing.
Oh, you'd rather, I thought you were going to say Josh.
No, I can't. Because that just like really fucks some, a lot of things. That's just like fucks some things up a lot.
That would really wreck our friendship.
That would just like do some shit for a while. And I need to go to like therapy.
Oh, and then you'd have to deal with me too. I'm like, Janelle, what the hell? Why did you send a nude to Josh?
I'm like, sorry. I'm just trying to show him our true feeling. My true feeling. No, my God. Sydney's like, oh. What would you rather do, Sydney? Would you rather send a nude to Josh or to your boyfriend's parents?
Oh, neither.
You'd rather.
She can't even answer that.
I would, that's absolutely daunting. Like, I couldn't even imagine.
Can you imagine accidentally sending someone a dirty text even?
Oh, my God.
There's, like, this whole trend on TikTok.
Like, someone's texted me on accident.
Oh, really?
Was it, like, a random number or something?
No.
What did they say? You don't say who it was, but what did they say?
Something about their...
Was it a girl or a guy?
Boobies. Their boobs.
Yeah. Like, boobies. Oh.
So it was like one of your friends sent it to you?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Trying to send it to
her guy.
I didn't even know what to say.
She's like,
that's so. Imagine like the gut feeling when you first realize, like, oh shit, there's nothing you can do.
Sorry, my brother took my phone, lol, and pranked me. Like, somehow got a hold of my nudes and then sent it to you as a prank. Sorry.
I don't even know what you would say. You just straight up have to be like, sorry, I did not mean to send that. All right. Well,
okay. So this one is the what, 10,000? This says beware on it.
Yeah, this is the beware sauce. This is by Marie Sharp. This is a famous brand. This is comatose heat level. Be very careful. I'm saying, like, I think you should go drop ski on these 10,000. Like, this is not some ketchup.
No, this I can do it.
It's not going to put you in a comatose.
Yeah, I'm not going to put, yeah, I got it at Key Supers. Let's settle down. Here we go. Cheers. I didn't, they didn't ID me.
I passed out.
Sorry, guys. This show. If I pass early. Out and this doesn't go fucking viral, if this doesn't hit the trending, then I'm leaving. Okay, here we go. Cheers.
We're never getting on trending. Are you kidding me? You're on a show with me.
I know.
That's never happening.
It's never happening.
Okay. This is habanero pepper sauce.
Oh,
habanero. What do you think?
That's literally not spicy at all.
No, this is a 10,000.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Is something wrong? It doesn't taste spicy.
What?
At all.
Shut up.
At all.
This is supposed to be hot.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm going to try it next. Well, I guess if you can get me, if the Twitter people can get me.
Wait, is this a joke? Did they prank me?
Nope.
It's not spicy at all.
Well, maybe I looked at the wrong thing. It's called Beware Comatose Heat Level.
I thought it'd be bad.
Like, all of a sudden hits you in 30
seconds.
Just kidding.
The coma's heading. Bye. Okay. Yeah, that wasn't that bad. Oh, it's a little spicy, but not that bad. You know what I think, though? There's like actual pepper flakes in it. I think when you get those, the spice hits more. Because the second time was much more spicy. At first, I just got a little kind of juicy. This was more like had things in it.
Hit up your girl Odie.
Okay, it's hitting now.
Oh boy,
my eyes are watering.
She was just dunking it. She took extra.
I was talking mad shit.
Yeah, habanero is like a longer. It takes longer to hit you.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sydney knows fuck, the facts. I just touched my eye too.
Oh no.
Chanel, so far, I feel nothing.
You did that with peppermint oil the other day in the car.
Worst case, we'll put planet oat in it.
Dude, the other day she was nauseous in the car on a car ride, and I gave her some like nausea essential oil. She like puts it on her fingers, and then instantly I watched her do it. I was like, no. She like just touched her eye, and then she was like, that was a mistake. It was like peppermint in there.
Peppermint oil in your eye hurts.
Yeah, essential oil in general should not be in your eye.
Ooh. Okay, the milk helped a lot. My eyes are definitely.
Yeah,
you. I feel like my vision's getting better. I have like bionic eyes now. Let's go.
Just cleared out whatever was
just
in there.
Just really cleared everything out.
Yeah. Uh huh. Nice. Are we going into Twitter?
No, I have one more for you.
Oh, one more
this
for me.
This is it.
Okay.
Rank my three main brothers: B, T, and R.
Oh,
my
so
main
the
three
main
as
ones?
In that you know. Like oh, the main three that you know.
Oh, that I'm related to on my side of the family.
Like, the main ones, not the main other ones, three. Sorry, no. Not like that. Yeah. Like the main three you know.
The ones I'm related to. I can't do that. I can't do that. That's not. I can't do that.
All right.
Can I?
I mean, I don't know.
What am I ranking them on? Give me something I'm ranking them on. Just like. On cousin level, like how close I am with them as a person, like
as
athletic ability.
What am I judging on? I don't know how deserving they are of love. Just kidding.
That's terrible, and I would not answer that.
Okay, then here you go.
Something. What am I ranking on? Just like just as cousins.
No, just, not as okay. cousins. As like. Who you like the most? I don't know.
So as my cousins, which cousins I like the most? Okay, that's what I'm answering. I think I'm going to answer it. Because they're not going to listen to this. There's no fucking way. I will be shocked. And then I'll deal with it if they do.
Oh, no. This is going to be sad. I feel sad. I thought you weren't going to answer this for sure. I don't even want another answer.
Well, okay.
Go.
B has to be number one because he's my blood rated late. Blood related cousin. Okay. I grew up with him. He is like a brother to me. He's like Janelle. The other two are the step ones. And damn, that's so hard because I fucking love them both. I seriously do. And if they do for some reason listen,
they'll hate you forever.
God, that it's really hard. They really are both so awesome, and
it's hard.
They rank pretty close.
I know,
but I gotta say, I love T.
I know you do.
T's my man. R is last.
Oh,
BTR.
Damn.
That's it.
R. Shout out to you. I love you so much.
I love them all. Love you all.
Damn, that was. That was brave.
I didn't want that habanero shit.
Mm-mm. That was brave.
I'm trying to avoid that.
Okay. Well
good. Hey, hey.
Wow, we survived.
I made it pretty far. Yeah.
Look at that.
All right. So now we have these hot ones, these 10,000 plus that we can just use. Well, we'll just use this Roja one.
Yeah.
This one's supposed to be
really hot. I
think that
one's even hotter than this one.
We're going to use this for the Twitter round.
Yeah.
Where we both just go back and forth. If you don't answer, you get a little bite.
Take a shot of it. Just kidding.
And that's going to be, we're going to hit you guys with that right when we get back from this break.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into some spicy questions from you guys sent into our Instagram and Twitter, which is at @the_sesh podcast. If you would like to follow us to be part of this next time.
Hell yeah.
But we just have a few of them. We don't have too much time here. So you guys did submit a lot.
Yes.
So if you want us to do another episode of this in the future, give it a thumbs up. We will. And maybe we'll get better sauces this time too.
Yes.
True. I don't know. This one looks pretty intense. Especia Roja.
Ew. Crack it open because we're probably going to have to use it.
All right.
Okay. First one is least liked zodiac sign. Worst zodiac signs you've ever dated. So I guess it's kind of two in one.
Okay. Worst.
I don't know about dating as much because I honestly don't remember all their birthdays and stuff. So I would,
oh really? You have never thought about all your exes?
Well, I kind of have, but I don't even remember like a few of their birthdays. I have to go look. I but if you want to answer that part, that's fine. Okay,
I'll answer it. The worst one I dated was a Leo.
Who was it? What was the first letter?
D.
I don't know who that is. Okay, D.
Come on, you talk to him. You know who D is.
Oh, D. Yeah, fuck that guy. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Like, he was a Leo.
At that point, yeah. Not surprised.
But that's not my least favorite zodiac sign. My personal least favorite zodiac sign is a tie between Gemini and Aries.
Mm.
But like, I like a lot of Gemini and Aries. That's just, if I had to say my least, if I'm ranking them.
Well, you're like Aries.
What
plus,
do I vibe?
Right?
They say you vibe the least with people on either side of you. That's kind of what,
yeah.
Which doesn't always work out. Yeah. But for me, that works really well because I've got Aries on my right. And I got Gemini on my left. And we don't, that's just, I just don't vibe very well with their energy. Like, I don't have a lot of Aries or Geminis in friend, but I have known plenty that I like.
Oh, and your friend, sorry. I thought you meant in your chart.
But I am an Aries, yes, I'm on the Aries cusp, which some people don't believe in cusps.
Right,
but,
yeah, I know.
It's like, yeah, I am on the Aries cusp.
Cusp. My least favorite is probably, probably Pisces.
Pisces. Okay.
Not because I actually love a lot of Pisces. And this is the thing is like, there's no one sign that I think is like shitty. Like I seriously think all signs are great. And there's also annoying things about every single sign.
Yeah. You don't meet someone and be like, oh, you're this.
No.
Oh, okay.
Every time I meet a Pisces, I'm not like, oh no, better be aware. But I have found that more people in my life either like annoy me or like have like issues with,
or maybe you don't vibe with.
But sometimes I've been known to vibe with a few Pisces, but there are definitely some where I'm like, God. So yeah,
I believe Pisces is your polarity too.
No, that's Aquarius.
Oh, Aquarius. Okay.
I love Aquarians.
Close.
Love those weirdos. They're great.
Makes sense.
But yeah, that would be mine. And when I've dated, I honestly don't know. I'd have to like go back and look and figure that
out. Look at their birth charts. Yeah. I wonder what some of them were.
All right, next one. We were able to skip this hot sauce, but maybe not for this one, which is, who is your least favorite YouTuber? In general.
Just in general, out of anybody.
Yes.
Can I say like Onision?
Sure. I don't
even. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Onision.
Okay.
Onision. Wow. That was hard.
I think probably the Ace family for me. Like, I really dislike them. Although really I don't like Jake Paul. I don't like the Pauls. Actually, Logan's like not as annoying.
You probably don't even know anything about Onision, though.
I don't actually know anything about it. Okay.
Bless that.
Bless be that. Okay. Yeah,
blessed be.
Anyway.
All right. What is your least favorite influencer's baby's name?
You guys are savages. I am not trashing anyone's baby on this podcast. Absolutely not.
Their name?
Their name. Then they like even wrote one. I just saw one named blank and I'm not going to say it.
That's just so mean.
Come on. I don't think I can do that.
I can't.
I don't want
think
that.
I can think of some interesting ones, but. Hey, I actually like unique names, though. I think it's kind of cool.
I don't want to trash someone's name.
All right. I agree. So we're both going spicy. You guys are savage. That's a good one, honestly.
No, this is the one.
No, I haven't tried this one yet.
Oh, you haven't tried that one yet, right?
I have to do the last one.
Okay, well, I have to do this disgusting
one. This is the habanero one.
Yeah, we'll see if you think it's very spicy. Like, it's not at first at all, I felt like.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, you can already feel it?
No, no, no.
All right, I'm about to eat Burns McCoy.
Oh, hell no.
Dude, this is really rough. Yeah, I bet you got seeds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And it kind of, like, lingers and it kind of goes in your gums. Mine just went away.
Oh, shit.
Okay, cheers to this one. This one's... has a skull on it, so
yeah, this one is called
fucking
yeah
great.
Yeah, I keep saying it. Spezia
Roja.
Roja.
Oh god,
hit it. Oh god, I'm really struggling, man. I'm in pain. Is that one bad?
It's just like way different than
oh no.
Mm.
Oh boy,
I don't like to talk because the air makes it worse.
Oh god.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, not sorry.
I just spilled milk everywhere.
She did. She just
Jonas is gonna kill me.
Even your dog's judging me right now.
Jonas like a lady.
That was hot.
Is it still like gosh,
killing you?
It's going away. It's going
oh
away.
Oh my god, that one is just like
which one's worse? Which one's worse? The Roja or the what is this one?
I don't know. They're both.
Beware.
That one was more mouth spicy. This is more throat spicy.
My dad had a sauce when we were younger, and we always knew, like, when he broke it out, it was going to get really spicy.
Oh, shit.
It was called butt burner. He was like, kids, I'm breaking out the butt burner today.
Hell yeah, butt burner. That's kind of lit. Okay. Hit us all with right the next question.
Okay.
That's
okay. What's one thing that you have yet to try with your partner to spice things up in the bedroom?
Ooh.
What's one thing?
One thing tried? I haven't tried. God, this is getting really personal, but fuck it.
Or do the spicy.
I just did the spicy.
Do some more.
Wait, are you going to answer it?
Yep. I'm going to answer that.
There's a lot of things I haven't tried. I haven't. Done. Oh, I could see this. Like tying up. Never experienced that.
That's called like bondage.
Bondage.
That is right? Called bondage. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, bondage. I've never done that. One thing I've never done is role play.
Oh.
Never done role play.
Okay.
All right. That's so no good. Spicy for us.
No spicy for us. Thank you.
Okay. I have one more. Do you have one more?
Yeah, I got a few. Go ahead.
Okay. You go then.
Okay. Let's see here. What theory do you believe in that you're too afraid to tell friends or family because you're scared they'll think it's weird? And this is, I'm kind of even gonna like take this a bit further and be like, what am I a little bit even hesitant to talk about online?
Oh,
because I got one that I like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. but I feel like it would just be like a lot to ever really talk about.
Was it in front of family or in front
family,
of
family, friends,
just anybody?
But yeah, family and friends, they specifically said that. But
I mean, probably for me, it's like 9/11 because I get a lot, like people always give you some weird looks. Yeah, I mean, but before you know, like all the, you know, evidence behind that one, it's a little like, whoa, what the fuck did you just say? Like, I remember the first time I actually did bring that up to my dad one time. I was like, Dad, have you ever like heard this? And like, and he just looked at me like he wanted to disown me.
He told that to my mom and she was shocked.
Wait, like, my dad told your mom?
No, I said the same thing to my mom one point and she looked at me like so disappointed.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
it's probably the one really, and it's hard to talk about online.
It's
too
really high. I don't know, and if I get why could. I get yeah totally
yeah
but there you go. That's it. The one.
Okay, I have another one.
Go.
This is from someone named Haley.
Awesome.
She says, family vloggers, what do you think of them? Do you hate them, love them, want to be them? What do you think of family vlogging? Do you want to answer that? Or you can just, if that's too hard for you, you can just go spicy.
I'll say this. I don't necessarily think that like there's a right way and wrong way of doing things. I think that everyone's kind of vibe works for them. And like some people can maybe successfully do it. However, I will say that I think there's a high risk of bad things happen. Like, that could potentially happen. And the biggest one being like the unknown of what's going to happen when these kids grow up.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that a lot. Like family vlogging is you know, relatively new. And so there's not a lot of like older teenagers and high schoolers and people in college that were in family vlogging
from a young age.
From a young age, right.
They're either like, they started filming when they were older.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like no one yet has really grown up from start to, you know, not finished, but like up till adulthood going and living their own lives. No one's really, and that's where it kind of, I feel, could get scary. And also just the fine line of what are you allowed to share? What shouldn't you share? And that's honestly, like, I don't know the answer because it's so personal to every family.
I know it is completely different based on the family. And, you know, I mean, the question is like, do you personally like them? Like, obviously you said Ace family is your least favorite. So you can obviously say that.
So here's,
you don't really like family vlogging, but at the same time, there's vloggers that you do like.
I watch the Judy's Time all the time. Mm-hmm. I've kept up with them literally since the birth of their first kid.
We have. Sometimes I feel weird about that. Same. Like, we've like seen four of their births.
So and, I sometimes feel bad like hating anything on family vlogging because I'm like, well, I literally am part of the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I would be sad if there was no more family vlogging.
Totally. And I think that's why a lot of people don't even want to like talk about this because it's a source of joy or entertainment for them. But I think it's an issue that does need to be talked about. And I don't think it's necessarily like hating on them to talk about whether or not it's problematic or if there could be long-term consequences for children. I think that's a pretty relevant discussion, you know?
Right.
This is something I want to do a whole episode on. Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts on family vlogging because I've also watched some vlog families and there's like plenty of families that I really like, but I still think some things are questionable.
Sure.
And I have a lot of, the more I've learned about it, the more I've become afraid of that. And I won't personally be family vlogging for those reasons. But yeah, so I guess that's my own thing. And I watch probably less and less vlog content than I did before, just now that I know. It sometimes makes me uncomfortable. Mm. Like sometimes I feel like I'm seeing kids in moments I shouldn't be seeing them in.
Mm.
Or like, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I could go on and on. This episode would never end.
It's a huge topic. And
yeah,
there's so many different ways to look at it. And again, there's no black and white to it at all. Mm-mm. You know, it's like, what does it mean to do family vlogging, quote, the right way? Like there is no right way. It's such a new thing. It's like,
and there's no laws or any guidelines.
Like if Colleen Ballinger, not saying that she's like a family vlogger necessarily, like she doesn't really say that. She always makes a point to say that she's like not that. But like if she stopped vlogging, I would be like bummed. I love watching her. Mm-hmm. I love watching Flynn.
Yeah. And then you feel like this like weird attachment to these kids that you've never met. But then you like, it's weird when you remember they have no idea who you are, these kids that, you know, there's the whole thing is like a little strange.
Do they want to be filmed?
Do they want to? And can they consent to it? I mean, yeah, it's a whole conversation. We definitely can do an episode on it. Let us know if you want to see that because clearly we have a lot to say.
Absolutely.
And we can see all sides of it. So we can kind of explore the topic.
Exactly. You know? Yep.
Okay. Do you have any more? One more?
I have one more.
All right. Final one.
Here we go. Okay. Sleep with your lover's best friend or your best friend's lover. So sleep with like Josh's best friend or John's best friend or sleep with.
I'm not answering this. I will be going spicy right now. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think I'm going spicy too because that's a little cringe. Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to try the Roja sauce.
Yeah, actually, that's really fucking. Wow, I can't imagine actually having to answer that.
Bucket of it on here. Shit.
Huh, that would be really fucking weird. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like even thinking about that. My brain can't even go there.
Oh, that was a lot. Oops. Good thing I won't be using it again because you get nasty. All right. Last one. Here we go. We made it through.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, honestly, that flavor isn't that good.
The flavor is kind of like reminds me of like some salsa that you get like on the table at a restaurant.
Oh,
but it's kind of good. It's like very tomatoey, like a real traditional. It's like more like a salsa to me.
These aren't.
That some one's of them not are definitely that
spicy,
hot.
But like I didn't like jump out of my chair for any of them.
No.
I think we should do this again with like some real.
Yeah, we got to take it up.
Ghost pepper shit.
I just got a bunch of hot sauce in my hair.
No, you look wonderful.
Really?
No hot sauce, no blended
I'm
right in.
I'm pretty sure I did, but.
She blended right in.
Okay. It's like highlights. I'm getting my hair done tomorrow.
Oh my God. What are you going
to
do?
But I'm excited because I haven't done it all pandemic. I haven't gone to the hair salon. Not because of that. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm just so responsible. But also just because I want to give my hair a break because this woman, like in 2019, I have to like remember what fucking year is it?
Mm-hmm.
She fucked my hair up. Oh my God. Remember? It smelled. Janelle could like it smelled
like bleach. It was wild.
It smelled like burnt bleach. Like on a devil's asshole. It was so disgusting.
On devil's asshole, like on side.
It was so bad. Like, and I was trying to be like, oh, I love it. But I was like, in my heart, I was like, oh, she fried the fuck out of my hair.
Even like, I remember like a month later, I would smell it. And I was like,
oh, it smelled for at least 6 months. Like, I would smell it every time I wash my hair. I use so many conditioning treatments. I would just load it with like really strong eucalyptus from Function of Beauty. They have this really strong eucalyptus mask. Just load that on there. Hope it would change the smell. No. Well, I would smell it like in bed at night. My pillows smelled like it. It was like the worst experience. I don't know what she did to me.
Ew.
I have super fine hair. And I think it was just like I asked for like basic highlights and she bleached my whole head.
No, you were like blonde at the bottom.
Yeah. It was like it was pretty intense. So I needed to let my hair. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Remember that one? Yeah. Yeah. I made a YouTube video about that.
Up in college in Greeley. Yeah, that was wild.
Dude, that woman really, she was a bitch, though. At least this woman was nice, and I felt bad. It was one of those situations where I never, like, complained or went back because I just felt bad.
You
know, she was a really nice woman. She just used a little too much bleach. I don't know. But I'm finally getting my hair done tomorrow. I'm really excited.
That's
so
good.
Next time you guys see me, I'm going to have some hair because
new year, new you, girl.
Yeah, haven't touched it at all. It's completely, the blonde is now at the bottoms.
I know.
So yeah, that's my very exciting news. I don't know, it just randomly came out.
Starting off 2020 with a bang.
Here, I'm excited about it. I feel that.
Getting your hair done feels so good. Like a fresh trim just feels good. Anyways,
well, you don't color your hair.
No, I never color my hair. Kind of want to.
I was about to say, like, you always have just, this is the first time in a while I've just had my natural hair color other than the bottoms. They're still kind of fried, but
I've never known anything different.
Do you guys think Janelle should do something to her hair? Or do you think she should just keep it that solid, rich? You have such beautiful hair color naturally.
Thanks. Thank you. I desperately need a haircut.
Leos have the best hair. Right. It's fucking ridiculous.
Leos do have some good hair, I suppose. So that is true.
Good manes. But that is it for us today, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to give it a thumbs up. Make sure to subscribe and turn on your notification bell. Also download the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yes.
Really, really helps us out. And we so appreciate it if you've already done so. Also, you can give our show a rating.
Yes.
That always helps us as well. And we super, super appreciate that.
We do. And follow us on social media at the_podcast. Like I said.
We do a lot of,
we like to talk to our people, especially on Twitter. It's really fun to like chat with you guys and get your guys' input for episodes and stuff like that. So
share exclusive picks. We'll put one up on the screen that we shared today.
Exclusive. It was very beautiful of Kendall displaying her hot sauce.
So if you want to see it, you better follow us,
please. Okay, well, that's it for this week, guys. Thanks so much for joining us on this sesh. We'll see you on the next one, but until then, keep it fresh.